When the art day gets rough, you just gotta keep on punching. And here's your Thunder Punch Daily with Jersey Drozd.
One of the things I'm most suspicious about when it comes to my own instincts as a cartoonist, as an artist, there's another one. The fact that I always use the word cartoonist instead of artist, I still feel weird using that word. Why should it? Okay, we're not going to go down that rabbit hole. Maybe that's for another Thunder Punch Daily another day. What I was originally going to say is I don't trust myself that I'm not overworking a piece to quote-unquote protect myself from bad drawings. What do I mean? This came to light in the last couple days. It comes to light all the time. I mean, this is something that recurs constantly, and as it pops up in my life, I look at it and say, like, maybe I need to think about that more. I was live streaming on Instagram. I was playing around with Instagram. Rolled out that new thing where you can live stream with a friend, and so I was just getting myself reacquainted with live streaming on Instagram while I was drawing, in preparation of a live stream I did today with my buddy Zach Giolongo. More on that in a second. Anyway, while I'm drawing, a cartoonist who I have a lot of respect for showed up in the stream and was remarking on, "Why are you penciling this again?" I was penciling over top of my roughs. And he said, "Why are you penciling that again? That's ready to go. You're ready to ink that. Like, there's enough," I think his words were, "there's enough there that you're ready to ink." And I felt a revulsion at the thought of inking over top of my rough pencils rather than my finished pencils. Now, I admit that I pencil pretty tight. Not as tight as I used to. I used to pencil like where it was almost, if you made the lines black, it was done, right? Like there was very little for me to do as an inker at that point, except like make the lines print ready. I'm not going to speculate on why that is. I think that there's more to it than just protecting myself from bad drawings. Because of the time I started in where you had to create print ready artwork. Right, I was mailing my pages to the publisher, and they were scanning them and incorporating them into comics. I didn't start doing digital stuff until much later, like 2001. So we're in the neighborhood. Anyway, so I pencil tight because when I work with other inkers, which hasn't happened in a while, but when I did, I wanted to leave them as little to guess at as possible. I wanted to be utterly unambiguous what they were doing. They were free. I never tried to impose my work on them to say, like, this is the way it should look, make it just look like this. Of course, I wanted them to bring their voice to it, but I wanted to provide them with as much starting material as I could. So it really was born, I think, originally out of a service-driven intent. But given that as much drawing as I've done and, you know, the years of experience I have, yeah, I looked at the rough pencils that that person was talking about, and sure enough, they seem pretty solid. Like, I probably could ink right over top of them. And then today, and this is where I get to the Zach part, I did a live stream with my buddy Zach Giolongo testing out the Instagram live, what was it, live streaming with friends. And it's on Zach's feed. It's Zachules, Z-A-C-K-U-L-E-S on Instagram. And if you're listening to this on the day it dropped, which is what, the 12th of November, the video should still be there, at least through the afternoon of the 13th. It's an hour-long video of us drawing, and we did this really fun thing where it split screens top and bottom. So Zach was on the top screen, I was on the bottom screen. And so Zach started drawing something in the top screen. I had to finish the drawing in the bottom screen. Hey, Mags, come on in. Come here, sweetie. And we did this also kind of fun thing where Zach was drawing on paper, and I was drawing on my VioZ canvas. So we were also having some discussion about traditional media versus digital media in terms of creating art, and why that shouldn't even be an argument that we have. Both Zach and I teach comics courses as well, so we were kind of coming at it from the instructor's standpoint of like how we both try to expose our students to both kinds of drawing so they can decide what works best for them, because it's not, there is no, you know, canonically correct tool to use. Anyway, you don't need to hear me going on that one again. But while I was doing the stream with Zach, Zach agreed. You know, he said, like, yeah, your roughs are, like, plenty solid. Why don't you just ink over top of those? And I did, and I posted the drawing on my Instagram of the little goblin girl that I drew during the live stream. And it's all right. It's all right. I, as the artist, am, you know, I have my apprehensions about it. Although, you know, when I was drawing it, yes, Mags, come on in. While I was drawing it, you know, I was also racing the clock. We were talking and trying to do it quickly. So, you know, I posted it knowing that there are other factors at work that didn't make it as clean and crisp as I would have done normally. And Zach even said, you know, sometimes if your lines are too crisp and too smooth, it flattens the drawings. And I have seen that happen with my work in the past. So it got me thinking, you know, here's what I'm up against this coming week. And this actually does have an effect on Thunder Punch Daily as well. This coming Wednesday, I'm going on a trip, and I'm going to be out of town for 5 days, and I'm probably going to have trouble getting to the internet over those 5 days. And the goal of this trip was largely to have a proper vacation where I don't go to a comic convention or some other social gathering of cartoonists, but to, like, just, you know, be... try to be just a human being without all those contexts for 5 days in a row. But I have this big deadline. I got, 20-odd pages left to pencil, ink, and tone and letter for this deadline that's due in the beginning of December. So there's some friction there, and I have a spreadsheet that I use to keep track of where I am. It's like a Gantt chart where it's giving me the progress of how much is done, how much needs to be done per day, and so on. And it's telling me that, nope, kiddo, you have to take your computer with you on your trip, and you got to get some drawing done while you're on this vacation, which isn't, it's not a big deal. You know, I already talked it over with Anne, and we both got stuff that we want to do while we're out there. But... given that tension, and I think about that advice that was given to me earlier that I mentioned, it's like, should I eliminate a step out of each page? Each page right now is taking me about 4.5 to 5 hours each to draw. If I could remove one layer of penciling, that would nip off 45 minutes to an hour out of each page. Now, average that out over 20 something pages, you know, I'm saving 22 hours worth of work, which is like almost a week, a half a week's worth of work. Right? That could add up fast. And perhaps I should try it. And then I get to that hesitation of like, ugh, if I invest in inking a page over the roughs and it doesn't turn out very good, then I've also lost an hour. Well, is it worth losing an hour to know? Now, listen to me doing this negotiation and this math, right? What's stopping me? I think what's stopping me is, and this is that thing that I said at the very, very top, I suspect... that sometimes I think of technique is not, ostensibly describe a technique, but what I'm really describing is a method to protect myself from bad drawings. And so this doesn't consume me. I'm not walking around wringing my hands about it all the time, but it's something that is sort of like a little warning light that goes off every once in a while, right? A little red light that beeps like, whoop, check everything, check engine lights on. Are you saying this because this is your technique, or are you saying this because this is a coping strategy you've come up with to protect yourself from drawing poorly? And this will be a good test. This will be a good test of that. I think I'm going to dive into my next page, ink right over the roughs, and see how it turns out, and see if anybody can tell the difference. I'll show it to some friends. Okay, I'm way over time. Housekeeping stuff real quick. It might very well be, I know for a fact that Thunder Punch Daily is probably not going to update after Wednesday for 5 days. So Wednesday, is that the 15th? 16th? I got a calendar right here in front of me. Yeah, so Wednesday the 15th through Monday the 20th, I'm probably not going to be updating Thunder Punch Daily as it is. Although I might do something different. To keep up with Art Soundoff, they're at Soundoff Challenge at artsoundoff.com. I might do something different. I'm not sure yet. I'm going to play it by ear. Either way, but I'll be back. I'm going to be back tomorrow for sure. And I'll be back with another Thunder Punch Daily. And until then, remember, everybody.
Today, Tila made a mistake, but instead of trying to correct it, she ran away. That was an even bigger mistake. Making mistakes is part of being human, but punishing yourself or quitting because of it is no way to make things better. The right thing to do is accept your error and try not to make that same mistake again. That's a lot smarter than running away. Until our next exciting adventure, goodbye for now.